Chapter 19. He who gloats in wickedness will be condemned, and he who repeats an evil report has no sense. Never repeat gossip, and you will not be reviled. Do not tell anything accusing to friend or foe. Unless withholding it would be sinful, do not reveal it. For he who hears it will hold it against you, and in time become your enemy. Let anything you hear die within you. Be assured, it will not make you burst. When a fool hears something, he is in labor, like a woman giving birth to a child. Like an arrow lodged in a man's thigh is gossip in the breast of a fool. Admonish your friend, he may not have done it. And if he did, that he may not do it again. Admonish your neighbor, he may not have said it. And if he did, that he may not say it again. Admonish your friend. Often it may be slander. Every story you must not believe. Then, too, a man can slip and not mean it. Who has not sinned with his tongue? Admonish your neighbor before you break with him, and let the law of the Most High take its course. All wisdom is fear of Yahweh. Perfect wisdom is the fulfillment of the law. The knowledge of wickedness is not wisdom, nor is there prudence in the counsel of sinners. There is a shrewdness that is detestable, while the simple man may be free from sin. There are those with little understanding who fear God, and those of great intelligence who violate the law. There is a shrewdness keen but dishonest, and there is one who by duplicity wins a judgment. There is the wicked man who is bowed in grief but is full of guile within. He bows his head and feigns to not hear, but when not observed, he will take advantage of you. Even though his lack of strength keeps him from sinning, when he finds the opportunity, he will do harm. One can tell a man by his appearance. A wise man is known as such when first met. A man's attire, his hearty laughter, and his gait proclaim him for what he is.